having a husband as a business owner, it's literally all we do and it's all we think about. And whereas before, when we weren't owning the gym, I mean, I cared about it. I really cared about it, but I wasn't nearly as involved. And then when we owned it and I was still training, knowing what Dustin was doing every day, like just so I could do my thing, and what my coaches were doing every day, just so I could do my thing, and what my community was doing in support of me. Like we talked about being selfish, like, oh man, you know, that just, it blows my mind. And so, yeah, I'm heavily invested and I want things to just be done really well. And I want the quality of life of everyone to improve. And it's my responsibility to do that and program and coach and lead my coaches to make that happen. So there's a lot of work.
This is episode number 87 with Stacey Tovar. This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. You know when you meet a group of people who are just so genuine that you can't help but treat them like old friends or family? Well, that's basically how I felt when I met the Garza family, the founders of Siete Foods. Siete is a healthy Mexican-American food brand that makes grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips. My husband Danny and his family first met the Garzas at Paleo FX several years ago, and they had an instant connection and have kept in touch ever since. Maybe it's their powerful origin story that makes them so relatable. Veronica Garza was facing a series of major health challenges as a teenager, and her entire family of seven jumped on board to help without hesitation. Together, they adopted a low-inflammation, grain-free diet. As a Mexican-American family living in South Texas, they couldn't imagine living without tortillas, and it wasn't long before Veronica came up with a delicious solution and Siete Foods was born. I've been enjoying their delicious grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips for years, and finally had the chance to meet the Garzas in person. When I did, they immediately made me feel like a member of the family. Their passion for making the world a healthier place is absolutely contagious, and their generosity spreads to everyone they touch. I'm so excited to have Siete Foods as a sponsor of this episode, and if you're not already a fan of their products, I promise that you will be as soon as you give them a try. They've provided an exclusive discount code for Pursuing Health listeners. Just use code Julie when you check out on SieteFoods.com to take advantage of their offer. Again, their website is SieteFoods.com. SietefoodsCom, and you can use code Julie for 10% off your order. This episode is brought to you by MobilityWOD. Do you struggle to get into good positions in your training and workouts? Are you looking for a structured routine to help you relax, down-regulate, and recover on a regular basis? Well, then MobilityWOD may be just what you're looking for. MobilityWOD is the world's most comprehensive collection of guided movement, mechanics, and mobility instructional videos designed to improve athletic performance, increase mobility and flexibility, prevent injury, resolve pain, and optimize recovery. Each routine is guided by renowned physical therapist, strength and conditioning coach, and New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Kelly Starrett. I first took Kelly's movement and mobility course in 2013, and since then I've read his books and followed his videos for ideas on how to address my own movement restrictions. Sometimes, though, having all of this information can become overwhelming, which is why I think the real genius is in the MWOD subscription. As part of this subscription, you have access to not only hundreds of hours of video content that can be filtered based on your specific questions, but also two daily 8 to 15 minute guided routines called Perform and Recover. The Perform routines are designed to be done in the gym either before or after your workout, and these focus on position, mechanics, mobility, and motor control techniques to help you optimize your athletic performance and prevent injury. This practice requires tools you would generally find in the gym, like jump stretch bands, lacrosse balls, barbells, and kettlebells. Now, the recovery routines are some of my favorites, and these are designed to be accomplished at home. They focus on mobility and soft tissue work, down-regulating the nervous system, resolving pain, and general relaxation. This practice only requires a foam roller, a lacrosse ball, and a mat or your carpet, things that you would find at home. I often do these sessions as a way to wind down from a long day and help myself relax. Mobility Wad is used by the world's top athletes in the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, UFC, Premier Soccer League, pro rugby, weightlifting, running, CrossFit, obstacle course racing, and all branches of the military. It's also the go-to mobility programming for coaches, physical therapists, and recreational athletes who want to learn proven strategies to optimize athletic performance, prevent injury, and enhance recovery. Now you can join the thousands of other individuals who incorporate Mobility Wad into their daily workout routine. It's easy to become part of the MWOD community, but because you're a Pursuing Health listener, you can receive 20% off an annual membership with code Julie Fouché. Just visit mobilitywad.com to learn more. Once again, that's mobilitywad.com, MOBILITYWOD.com, and you can use code Julie Fouché for 20% off your annual membership. Welcome to Pursuing Health. I'm Julie Fouché, family medicine resident and former CrossFit Games athlete. Here, I bring to you information and inspiration from experts and everyday individuals for how to use lifestyle to maximize health. Thank you so much for joining me. Now let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Pursuing Health. I just got back from the CrossFit Games Central Regional and it was a pretty amazing weekend. I spent most of my time spectating and cheering on my sister and her team, and then also rooting for so many people out on that floor. And I have to say, being a spectator is not easy. The suspense at the end was so hard to take, but I'm beyond excited for people like Jen Smith going back to the CrossFit Games after missing it for a couple of years, as well as Scott and Saxon Panchik sneaking into those last two qualifying spots at the very last minute. And then finally, it was absolutely incredible to hear that Becca Voigt has qualified for her 10th CrossFit Games over in the West. An absolute legend in our sport. And speaking of legends, that brings me to today's episode, because I also had the opportunity to catch up with another CrossFit legend at the Central Regional in Nashville, Tennessee, named Stacy Tovar. A little bit about Stacy, if you're not familiar with her. She herself is an 8-time individual CrossFit Games competitor. And last year, she very eloquently left her shoes on the floor in an amazing moment and stepped away from competition at the 2017 CrossFit Games. Now she's enjoying the next phase of her career, and she's shifted her focus to owning and running her affiliate, CrossFit Omaha. She's also actively working to improve corporate wellness in the Omaha area, and she's a fitness expert for the Omaha World Herald's health and fitness website, Live Well Nebraska. Stacy is a former collegiate volleyball player, and she was introduced to CrossFit by her now husband in 2008. By 2009, she was competing in her very first CrossFit Games and making some huge lifestyle changes to support her goal of becoming the fittest on earth. At this year's Central Regional, Stacy has traded her spot on the competition floor for a coach's pass, leading individual athlete Josiah Nag and Team CrossFit Omaha to a great weekend. We got to sit down and chat about everything from her decision to decline her regional invite, what it was like testing some of the open and regional workouts, why she thinks being an affiliate owner is harder than she could have ever imagined, and a habit that she used to have that she's never talked about before. This one will surprise you. A few quick reminders before we get started. First, this episode is brought to you by Beyond the Whiteboard, the best workout tracking in the biz, and one I've been using since 2009. They've been producing the podcast since the beginning, and you can learn more about them at btwb.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and consider giving it a rating. I'm also always looking for inspiring stories to share. So if you or someone you know has used lifestyle to overcome a serious health challenge, please send your story to me at info@juliefouché.com and I'll select some to share here on future episodes. Finally, please remember that although I am now officially a doctor, this podcast is meant to share the experiences of individuals and does not provide medical advice. So here we go. Let's get started with episode number 87 of Pursuing Health featuring Stacy Tovar. Well, welcome to Pursuing Health. I'm so excited to be here with Stacy Tovar. And we are here at the Central Regional of all places. which is crazy because this is the first regional in 9 years that you have not been on that competition floor. And how do you feel?
This is true. And thanks again so much for having me. I feel a bit weird not being out there. Actually I could have gone, I was okay with not being out there for event one. I was like, yeah, this is all good. I'm perfect, you know, right. But every event after that, I've had that little itch. Right. And it's a little bit different. But I'm at peace and I'm okay with it at the end of the day. Like I made the right decision and yeah, life goes on.
That's awesome. It's good to hear you say that and be smiling and be having a good time here. And you were mentioning earlier that not only are you not, you know, doing the events out there, but you have had to test a lot of these events.
I did.
And so what is all that like, them, knowing exactly how they feel?
They're not easy. They're not easy. And I actually tested them as if I was doing the regional.
So in the same order.
Wow. 2 a day. A little bit of rest between. Mm-hmm. I actually even got to go back to my hotel and kick my feet up.
That's
nice. It was legit. I had judges on me.
Wow.
The whole gambit. So it was honestly like, I feel like Dave really sought out my feedback, which was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I was honored. Mm-hmm. And I had actually tested Diane multiple times just to find the right weight for the females. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of thought process that goes into it, which is refreshing and really cool to see. And that was a really awesome experience. So if he asks me to do any more, I think I'll partake.
Definitely. And it's cool. It's a great opportunity for them too, to have someone of your caliber who's making the decision to say, hey, I'm not competing.
Yeah. And I did have to make that decision. Yeah. I did before the Open had even started.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I was wondering because I know we had talked at the Reebok Summit in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And I remember you saying, you know, oh, I'm not going to make it to regionals. I'm like, Stacey, you're going to make it. You're going to have to make that decision whether or not to go. And of course you did.
But it was kind of an easy decision. And at that time, I really didn't know if I was going to be pregnant. I didn't know if I was going to be, you know, able to go through the Open. Yeah. And so I was planning on participating in the Open and I was dead serious. I was like, there is no way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way the floor is just that. I mean, the field is just that good now. And you girls were so funny. And here I am.
Here you are.
1 hour a day with my CrossFit Omaha family. And I qualified, snuck in there.
It's amazing that all the fitness that you build up over years and years and then knowing how to get in that zone of competing when the Open comes to it. So
I don't think it ever leaves you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it left me scratching my head like, okay, maybe I should have just trained once a day, you know, 1 hour a day and see what happened.
Right.
But so then it was between the Bahamas and then the Open that I was asked to go ahead and test the Open workout. So at that point I had to make that decision. And then after that, it was just like, well, whatever goes, goes. And so maybe it was a good thing because I would have been a little bit more nervous, maybe had a little bit more pressure on myself just to kind of like get there. But I was just kind of going with the flow. Whatever happened, happened.
That's good. That's good. And what was it like? You posted on your Instagram, you actually declining the invite. And I have to know what that moment was like because it looked
like
you were pretty torn.
I was. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I had just accepted every year. And so like to actually decline and go through that whole process was a little bit, emotional. And it left me heavy that day. But again, I made the right decision. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And then how about, I mean, I know you're coaching a team and individual athlete here, but you know, your team qualified. So theoretically you could have also competed as a member on your team. So there's so many different ways to be involved in regionals as we're finding out.
I know. Yes, I did qualify a team as well as an individual.
Which is amazing. And you know, to have the depth that, you know, you could even pull your score out and you're still able to compete.
We did. We could have pulled out me and Josiah's and our team still would have qualified. We would have snuck in. It would have been difficult, but we would have. Mm-hmm. And you know, CrossFit Omaha has been open for 10 years, so we've got a lot of strength. We have so much tradition, and everyone takes so much pride in that. Mm-hmm. And when you've got people who have been around for 9-10 years, like myself, like then they have those skills, and it's just easy to kind of just build off of that. Mm-hmm. So we're lucky in that sense that we were able to qualify a team, and I could have participated. But I think, and I don't want to sound like, don't take this the wrong way, but like once you've been at that elite level, I'm not sure that anything will ever compare. That's why everyone keeps asking me, like, well, why don't you do masters? Why don't you do team? And I'm just like, oh, I don't know if it's me.
Yeah.
Although I mean, it sounds fun, mm-hmm. and I know it would be so much fun, mm-hmm. and a lot of training, and that'd be mm-hmm. no problem, you know, but,
and something about that experience and not wanting to, you know, ruin it or take anything away from your experience over the last 9 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I left with so many great memories mm-hmm. and, you know, yeah, putting my shoes up and having the crowd stand on their feet. Like, I will never forget that moment.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So
there, I was so
I don't think I can ever go back.
Glad I got to see that in person. It was just such a powerful moment.
Thanks.
Like, there
I
is
have
something.
That thing in my throat every time I start talking about it. I'm probably getting red, too, because
it's okay.
It literally
I have
fires
the same
me
thing
up.
Whenever someone comes up and tells me, oh, I was there when you had your boot and did the handstand. It's the same thing. It's like
I was in the lane next to you.
Yeah, it's feeling the entire community. And, like, you can literally feel everyone's emotion and everyone's support. And it's like there is nothing better. And, like, no other sport can you get that kind of relationship with your fans. It's
totally
just, it's insane.
And it was so relatable. Like everyone has suffered, I feel like, whether it was playing sports growing up or whether they're doing CrossFit, you know, they've had a setback. We can all can relate in that way. How is your calf, by the way?
It's great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have no problems with it now. Yeah.
That's cool.
So
what
it was
a road that was.
Yeah, it was a pretty long recovery, but it really wasn't. I mean, I was actually transitioning kind of times between school, so I didn't have a lot. It didn't slow me down too much in life.
That's
I could
good.
Focus on rehab, and then I had my wedding was coming up, so that was kind of my goal that I was rehabbing for so that I could walk down the aisle and dance and do all those things. So
and you did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's good.
That's good.
Talk a little bit more. So there's very few athletes so far in CrossFit that have intentionally made the decision to stop competing at a high level. Yourself being one. Christy Adkins is another one that comes to the top of my mind, but it takes a lot of thought and to then have to go through the process of decline, you know, still qualifying and declining, making those decisions. So what helped you get to the point where you were comfortable saying, you know what, this is it. I'm happy with my career. I'm ready to move on. And I have these other things that I want to do.
There was a few things. So we had bought CrossFit Omaha in January of 2016. Mm-hmm. So we were about 2 years into owning that. And Dustin literally like, oh my gosh, husbands are amazing. I don't know how he was doing it by himself before because I literally would, you know, get up whenever I needed to get up, eat breakfast, do my thing, train, get some rehab done, train again, go get some rehab done and call it a day.
Yeah.
And he never, like, now that I know all those emails that he gets, like, he never came to me with a question. He never was like, oh, we've got this going on. Like, he kept all of that to himself to not stress me out.
Doesn't that kind of, it kind of makes me upset. My husband used to say that too. Like, oh, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to be stressed
right?
or, you know, I didn't want you to get worked up. And I'm like, I can handle it. Like, you can tell me.
Exactly. Okay. So we can relate though. Yeah. So he was doing this for 2 years and I find, so that in itself, like when he finally told me after I had told him, I was like, babe. So there's a number of things. And when he finally told me, you know, I'm really happy. Like, I can't wait to actually like run a business with you.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh geez. Like, you know, okay, I'm making the right decision. So that's the first thing. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I was tired mentally, physically. I wasn't seeing any more PRs and I wanted to start a family. Mm-hmm. And so those four things amongst a lot of other things, it just was the right timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like every female athlete, if they want to do the same thing, they have to think longevity and they have to think about life after the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already set myself up for a lot of success. We had a couple people, I mean, a lot of people know of CrossFit Omaha and, although Omaha is very small, it's very big. And so we've had some corporate people knocking on our door.
Okay.
And I just kind of knew like, hey, we got to make moves now. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to do that, mm-hmm. I've got to give something up and be a part of the business in that regard. And so that,
that's exciting to have, those opportunities and those things to look, to already know kind of what your next steps are going to be.
Reassuring. And it took my mind off of giving it up. Which was probably a really good thing.
For sure. for sure. I think staying busy is one of the most important things.
Which you definitely are.
Yeah, I think that's what helped. People were always like, oh, wasn't it so hard for you? And I always knew that that was going to be my last season because I had to go back to school. Yeah. And so I didn't really have a choice. And then, you know, I was so busy, I didn't really have time to think about it. Like, yeah. I had my moments where I got upset and was sad, but, you know, you just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do.
And I'm sure you have a lot of people in your corner too. Like, I had a whole community of people that were just like in so supportive, had been there since the very beginning of this all. And were just like, they got it. And they were just so like, it was like,
that's so amazing.
You're going out on the best note ever, you know? So, it was easy to take my mind off of things.
What have been some of the best things about being quote unquote retired? Like, what are things, maybe like
having
guilty pleasures
or when I want a glass of wine and not having to stress about like how it's going to make me feel tomorrow or what all my other competitors are doing. That's been really fun. Doing class, like actually being able to participate in group class and having fun with my people and not having to worry about, you know, hitting a number or trying PRing today or whatever, like,
or did I do the exact perfect warm up or can I just, you know, do the warm up with the class and go?
Yeah, that's been another great part. Seeing my family a lot more, and just having weekends like, well, whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't feel like training on Sunday. I don't have to train on Sunday. Yeah. I can just enjoy. That's been awesome.
I think we've talked to before maybe about just how nice it is to feel like you don't have to be so selfish anymore.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier, just how you have to be so in your zone and you need to get your sleep and you need to get your rehab and your training. And it's so important. You have to, if you want to put everything into it to see the results, you have to do those things. But at times, like, I know I felt like, gosh, I feel like I'm not doing anything besides caring about myself.
And yes, you're exactly right.
And it's really nice and refreshing to be like, it's okay. Like, if I don't eat perfectly or I don't sleep, but I get to, like, hang out with my friends later or do this, it's really refreshing.
Yeah, it is. You definitely, you have to be selfish when you're training at that level or any level, I guess. So, yeah, would agree.
Aside from the shoe memory in your last event, what are your top favorite moments from competing? Or maybe just a couple.
Okay, I have a few.
Okay.
2011, I think. Oh, no. 2012.
Okay.
When it was all three of the girls' events at the very end.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, being out on that floor in those final events.
Yes.
And I did really well on all three of them. So, that was an awesome year. Camp Pendleton. How can we not forget about Camp Pendleton? And actually, I will say the first time in the ocean in 2011, I'll never forget those waves. And like, I was so clueless.
It was just so crazy.
So that was another moment. Yeah. Gosh, not qualifying in 2014 was probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
Looking back.
Yeah. 2015 was my best finish ever. Mm-hmm. So that was another one. I would say opening my gym in 2016.
That was huge.
And then, 2017 was just a really good year because I knew the finish line was in sight.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Do you feel like you enjoyed that year more, the training and the process?
I did. And actually, I took volume back. Mm. And, that was a good decision. Mm-hmm. That was a really good decision. And I just was like, hey, it is what it is. Like, you either get me for what I have or you don't. So that was fun. No pressure. And then leaving my shoes on the floor was
the
ultimate moment.
Perfect way to end it.
Perfect way to end it. You're right.
So now, kind of moving into what you're up to now.
Yeah.
You talked before about kind of the few things that pushed you in that direction to want to shift your priorities. What are you spending most of your time on now? What are you most excited about?
Oh man, I'm really excited to just kind of take CrossFit Omaha to the next level.
Yeah.
We're outgrowing our space, which is really exciting.
And is this the same space it's been in since
we've been
started?
In it for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And, we've bought some real estate, so we've got that going on and just looking at the next, like, where can we take this thing to get where we want to go kind of thing. And knowing that you're maxed out, like literally every hour of the day is capped, is just a really good feeling.
That's amazing.
And then after that, we're starting these corporate wellness programs, with a few companies. And one is, it was called QLI, Quality Living Incorporated. And they are a post rehabilitation, like facility, and they work specifically with brain and spinal cord injuries. So they want to get, they sought us out, which is like super cool.
That's amazing.
And they want to get their adaptive fitness program up and running with our help. Wow. So we have a private seminar with Kevin Ogar coming up in June, actually,
that we're going to have.
Yeah. And so we're going to work on site with them and we're going to start really small, get a little bit of taste of everything. And I cannot wait to like change those people's lives at a really, really difficult time in their life and just kind of see them transform and make it a happy time for them.
That's amazing.
So yeah, that's one partnership. And then, you know, the difficult thing is like when you've had that location for 10 years, is just trying to find the perfect spot.
Right. Nothing's going to compare.
Yeah, I know. Right. And then when we want to, you know, we want to have different areas within that facility where we can have mobility, we can have like social hour, we can have offices so we can have quiet time, we can have the front desk, and then we want to have multiple classes going on at once so we can maybe invite some more of those corporate people to have a class going on when it's convenient, because as you know, like every hour of the day, well, 7 a.m. isn't available, and then then what? Well, that's what it is.
Right.
So we're gonna have multiple things going on at once, and eventually I want to just get more people off the couch, and kids in the door, and I love the nutrition part of things, and that is actually what fires me up more than knowing that I've got athletes here at regionals and just getting my hands on those type of people and, you know, being a part of their journey, because we all know that it's not gonna happen overnight, and it's definitely a journey to get where they want to be, and so. That's it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so amazing that you're able to reach so many different populations too. And talking about kids. And I mean, talking about kids, like just the last couple months I've been working in pediatrics in residency, and gosh, like if we want to change our country, like kids are the way to do it.
Yeah.
And getting into their lives early and helping them to learn, you know, how to move and how to eat and what community is like. It's just so powerful. So I love seeing CrossFit Kids happening.
So hopefully with a bigger facility, we can have a lot more space and a lot more things going on at really awesome times that works for a lot of people. And just make it even bigger, which is great. We've grown so much since Dustin and I have taken it over 2 years ago that we're blessed. Like we look back and when you talk about how like, gosh, you know, how was I managing it all when I was competing? It's like, how did we do that?
Right. All? It's shocking. Like, it's like time fills up so quickly.
And it just flies by.
It does.
And you just make it work. It's like, you know, you work a 12-hour day. It's like, I worked a 12-hour day because it wasn't going to get done if I didn't.
Right.
So you just do what you got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's really cool.
And you mentioned too, it seems like you have a great connection with Omaha and with the city. And I know you've been doing writing for Omaha World, two years coming up.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that and like what's the goal and what kind of, you know, people you're hoping to reach with the writing.
Yeah. So basically it's whatever I want to talk about and what I'm feeling at that time, which is I feel important because then it just kind of rolls off my tongue naturally. Whereas if I need to pick from a topic and it's just not on my mind, then I have a little bit more harder time writing about it.
Right.
So it's really a blog I write every month.
Okay.
I'm working with the Omaha World Herald, which is a really large company in Omaha, really well known and established. And I write an article every month and they publish it and they help just spread the word about health and quality of life. And any way I can help. And it's great exposure, obviously, for CrossFit Omaha. But I've had so many people just, you know, that was really that connected with me. And if I get one person to connect with one sentence or whatever, a paragraph that was all that matters. Like that article was totally worth writing and spending time on. So outreaching a little bit more, and any of my experience. I mean, as you know, you can just share that wealth that you've built for all these years. And just hopefully it helps change more lives.
Yeah. I read on your website. So I read your bio on your website before this because I wanted to just see what was on there.
Oh gosh.
And you mentioned that, you know, your goals when you were competing were really no different than they are now, but you're just using sort of different mediums to accomplish them.
So
can you talk more about that and kind of what your goals and mission are and how you're carrying that out now?
Yeah. So I feel like when you're out on the competition floor and you get to the games or, you know, you're in the final heat or whatever, and you win an event, like the way that you carry yourself on the floor is a perfect example of who you might be and how you may interact with people. And I've always felt like I sometimes wish we would go back to the old way CrossFit was, you know, of cheering people on to the very end or walking down the finish line with them as they make their way down the floor if you perhaps finish before them. And I just feel like that is when you talk about Stacey Tovar, I hope that people say that's exactly what Stacey Tovar would do. And that's exactly what I do at CrossFit Omaha is I'm with each of my members every step of the way. And just being in the moment and being present and knowing that I care and I'm genuine and just whatever happens, like I am who I am and what you get is what you get. And yeah, I mean, just leaving that legacy. Leaving that legacy is ultimately what I want everyone to remember me by. So I don't think that changes. I feel like that's who I was on the floor and that's who I am and that's always who I'm going to be. And just, helping people, making a difference.
And I think you see that come through. And even, you know, you can win all the medals and all the awards and qualify to as many games as you want. But at the end of the day, it's true. People are remembering you for who you are as a person. You know, your personality, your enthusiasm, and you know, now being able to carry that legacy on in your gym and all the other lives you touch. So
yeah, I feel like if you've got the passion, it's just going to be a natural thing. And yeah, people are going to naturally gravitate towards that and love you for who you are. Yeah. So,
You mentioned earlier possibly being pregnant at this time. So I have to ask you a little bit because I'm also,
which I'm not.
Which also I'm not, but we're getting to that time in our lives. It's at least on the horizon. And I'm just curious, like, you don't have to tell us all of your plans and what's going on, but you know, where that falls in your head, because I think we're in a similar situation where we both have a ton of things going on in our lives and our professional lives. And, that's also something that's on our mind. And then I'm also thinking too, like, what are things that I want to do to prepare myself or make, you know, the best possible situation to be like growing a child and raising a child. And what are the things I need to do first before that
happens? I don't think there's a right time.
There never
is. I really
don't. Right
time. And I think that's one of the stressors I have is just like, okay, well, first of all, okay, well, if I have this thing, then what am I getting? It's going to be with me everywhere I go. And then it's going to like limit me because, you know, all my time is going to have to go to that thing. And then it's going to wake me up in the middle of the night. And it's, you know, this and that. But there really is never a good time.
Right.
And we've been practicing a lot. And that's all you can do. And you just have fun. Yeah. And whatever happens, happens. So every month is just a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, that's a good
and
strategy.
I just live life like as if it was normal thing. And, you know, it's in God's hands at that point.
I love that. It's so true to just, you can try to, you know, break it down to a science. But, you know, there's something about leaving that door open and just saying, you know, when the right time is, you know.
Yeah, my doctor has always been so supportive of me. So I've been going to the same physician since I basically started CrossFit. I had one transition in between there, but they actually happened to know each other, which was awesome.
That's nice.
And they've always been in total support of me. And they've always said, you're healthy as can be. So actually, this is a funny story, but she was gonna like, hey, at 35, like we need to call it quits. But then I came this year, and she's like 33. She's like, okay. She's like, I was really thinking we were gonna have to have this talk sooner or later, and I was like, I got you, girl. And so yeah, that was really cool and refreshing to hear. You know, like she's like, I have no doubts that it's whenever God's ready. So. That's been really fun. Yeah, it's been like exciting. Literally like a surprise every month. Like, oh, all right, here we go.
And being open to it is a great thing instead of being like surprised and when you're not expecting it.
Right. Yeah. But I think we're on the same wavelength when you talk about stress. Like I do, it's literally in the back of my mind. And it's just going to be a part of your life.
Yep.
And you'll like anything when we, you know, maybe had a setback when we were training. Like I always think about how training prepared us for this moment. You had a setback in training. Well, that's no different. Not to say that a child is going to be a setback, but you're prepared for the unexpected and the unknown and you're ready to
figure it out.
Yeah.
You adapt.
So that's sure. exciting.
I know. Okay,
we'll
yeah.
All be, we'll all be following
it's
along.
It's exciting for you too. I know. That's what Brooke Wells is. I ran into Brooke Wells and Jessica Griffith back there. And yeah. That's one of the second things they said to me. And I was like, guys,
come on.
It's a lot of practice.
But you know, all the everyone's got that question. As soon as you retire, it's like, okay. It's like after, you know, traditionally after getting married, everyone's like, okay, when are you having babies?
Exactly.
So it never yeah. stops.
I will but, tell you, my mom will be really excited. She's been waiting for over 10 years.
Of
so,
course.
Yeah.
Because you guys have been married for
10 years. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be 11.
Yeah, you were dating for, like, you've known each other for
14. Wow, yeah, I know. Incredible. Really long time. Oh, half wow. of my life. More, well, a little less than half, but yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. So I want to talk about training too, because okay. we kind of referenced this before, but how training is different now. And this is something I think for me has evolved a little bit every year since I've, you know, stopped competing. But how do you structure your training? How do you, what motivates you? Do you ever feel like, I feel like sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm never going to be where I was. This thought that wants yeah. to creep me around. I'm never going to be exactly where I was. So it's hard to push myself as hard, or it's hard to realize the significance of, you know, the daily training and workouts.
Yeah.
And how are you dealing with that?
So training is, it kind of was a little bit strange at first.
Yeah.
Going from all that volume to just kind of like 1 hour a day. Yeah. And when you're in charge of programming, it's like, well, I want to make it sure it's a good workout,
right,
you know,
right.
which I'm sure other people appreciate, but I've got to look out for my people.
Right.
And so at first it was really weird. Mm-hmm. But now when I don't feel like working out, I just say, hey, you're here, mm-hmm. you're doing it. I know that you may be just going through the motions, but at least you're actually like here and you're mm-hmm. doing something versus mm-hmm. skipping it for that day.
Sure.
And it's kind of a bit of a relief to not have to go to that level every
it
single
is.
Day,
yeah.
you know,
right.
people still expect it because mm-hmm. we use Wattify at the gym. Mm-hmm. And so they get to see the whiteboard and they're right. like, oh, come on. Like what were you doing today? Like, did you walk or something? I was like, well, I might have, you know,
like what's wrong
and
with that?
And knowing that I can do that yeah. now is really awesome feeling.
Yeah. And again, you're in it for the long haul, right?
Yes.
Like there is something to say for some days if you're not feeling it, like,
yeah,
you know, you maybe it's not
to.
The best thing for you. So.
Yeah. And I've totally listened to that a little bit more than in the past. Whereas I felt like when I was training, I had to make like 85% of my max mm-hmm. or like if I didn't, it was like a bad day. And I would just try and attempt and attempt and attempt and attempt mm-hmm. until I finally got it. And then yeah. once I got it, even though I could have broke myself like trying to get it, I just was like, yep, okay, that's what I needed. And then yep. I was done. Whereas I should have just like called it a day, maybe backed off 15-20% and hit mm-hmm. a really solid lift or something mm-hmm. and had that confidence boost doing mm-hmm. it that way. But it sure is like, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I just love being able to be in class and going through the whole warm up. And at the same time, I get to observe my coaches and kind of yeah. get the whole experience mm-hmm. from a member's perspective and mm-hmm. just make sure things are done right and that I feel good. And I feel like as a business owner, that's really important to kind of know like, yeah, that warm up was good. I'll notate that. And yeah. I'll make sure that that warm up's included the next time we see snatches or mm-hmm. whatever we happen to have in class. But at the same time, I know when to push and I know when to pull a little bit more. And I feel like all the experience that I've had all these years training, like has actually helped program. Mm-hmm. Well, I know if we do heavy deadlifts, like the central nervous system is going to be fried. So we need right. to do a lot more rowing, maybe some biking and a few bodyweight movements for mm-hmm. the next workout that day. And, mm-hmm. So training has actually been, I've been injury free.
That's awesome.
Feeling great. Mm-hmm. And just having a really good time.
That's yeah. good.
3 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 1 day off.
Okay. So. I was going to ask if you have a specific day, like number of days a week or a specific routine that yeah. you stick to, but kind of setting that in your mind, I think helps to just say, this is it, you know, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
excuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. And I love that you do your own classes. I think that's, you know, a mark of a great affiliate is when the yeah. affiliate owners and the coaches are taking the classes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing that I'll make Josiah do mm-hmm. and even our teammates. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure that I program. Now I have to be careful because obviously I'm programming for the best mm-hmm. and the rest has to scale.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even if that's not the case and, you know, it's just a bodyweight workout, they should pick the intensity up while right. the others are just there to get fit and right. improve quality of life and have a great time and leave sweaty and happy and, you know, carefree and less stress. So Yeah, there's a fine line, but I will never, that's one thing that I miss so mm-hmm. much when I was training by myself, is I just wanted to be so bad in the class. And
it's
when
so
you're
much
following
better.
Another pro, yeah. I know, when you're following another program, it's kind of difficult to do right. that. So,
right. I think of it like you almost, the amount of effort that you have to put in psychologically is like 50%. Like
yes.
you just have to get yourself there and they're going to talk you through the whole thing.
Isn't that
Whereas
great?
If you're on your own, like you have to be the one to be like, okay, now start your warm up. Now go do this now, you know, and it can be easy to get in your head when you're not being pushed along and going with the crowd.
Kind yeah. of. Or it's easy to just say, okay, well, I feel good. I'll just like bike for 5 minutes rather than do the warm up that right. was programmed and right. go on into the work. So yeah, I can
so true
relate with that for sure.
So now you're not only are you coaching your affiliate members, but you also have this team here and you have Josiah, who is an individual athlete yeah. competing at the Central. So can you tell us what it's been like coaching them throughout this year and then programming for them?
Really weird.
Yeah.
Actually, I was out on the competition floor by myself for all those years.
Yep.
And, you know, when I felt like resting, I would rest and I would have a strategy like I'm going to do 3-3-3 on yep. these muscle ups or whatever. And, you know, everyone's a little bit different. So you got to take that into consideration. And then it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like I know what I would do, but they also know what they need to do. And everyone's their own person. And, you know, I probably rested just about as much as they do when yeah. they're out there. So that's a little bit different. But, as far like these guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. They're really connected. They're all friends. They get along mm-hmm. and there's a mutual respect, which I don't know if I would be able to do it if it was opposite. Mm-hmm. So I'm really lucky in that regard and it's been a lot of fun. They really like, I think I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I do know what I'm doing.
I think you do.
And they believe that, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So I just tell them what to do and mm-hmm. they do it. Josiah, and that, so the team is pretty much, you know, they just listen and I yeah. trust that they know what they're doing and mm-hmm. they're working together. Josiah, so I didn't really realize this, but when I had a coach, I mean, I did look at him like, well, what am I supposed to do next? Tell right. me where to go. Tell me what to do.
Right.
And Josiah's asking that of me. And so it's kind of like you have to be, I mean, I brought a notebook. Yeah. I had scheduled, you know, timelines as if I was programming for CrossFit Omaha.
Yeah.
And we have a warm up and we've got a cool down and I've got like, hey, if he's on at 12:45, we're going to do this at 11, mm-hmm. whatever. And, so you got to be very organized and, as much as they don't want to eat, I remember being force fed and, you know, you have to feed them and make sure that they're packed and great. Yeah. Let's map out where we're going to do breakfast and let's map out where the Whole Foods is and yeah. let's map out how far it is to walk to Starbucks and, you know, how long that takes. So there's a lot involved.
A lot involved.
And I didn't really realize it. And thank you, Ben.
Makes you
thank
appreciate you, your coach
Dustin.
So much more.
I know. Yeah, you
and those
really,
support people.
You
yeah.
really do.
It's so true. It's the team involved is huge. Just thinking about how many, just the routine that you get in like year after year of, you know, my sister would always braid my hair. My parents would always prepare this food for me. Like you just have this routine, but there's yeah. so much that goes into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about support system. It's like the parents are great. You know, Dustin and I can only be in certain places yeah. at once. We can't be everywhere at once. And they're great. I mean, we had a huge fundraiser for the team mm-hmm. and Josiah before
oh,
we
awesome.
Came out, raised some money for them to help cover some of their expenses. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how expensive it can be to get
oh,
out
yeah.
here and stay up in a hotel and get your food and
yeah.
all that stuff. So yeah, it's a little different, but it certainly is a lot of fun. And I love knowing like there's a little bit of pressure, but mm-hmm. I'd rather that pressure be on me than mm-hmm. Josiah and the team. So yeah, I mean, no different than when I was competing. So why not?
Same amount of stress.
Right. Yes. Yeah. A little bit. And I'm tired. Like yeah. I've been on my feet.
Oh, I think it's so much more exhausting
oh
to
God.
Compete and to be, you know, involved in all these things
yeah.
because there's no downtime. Like at
yeah.
least I think when you're competing, you get after that event, you get that time to go lie down
yeah.
and close your eyes and like
yeah,
zone
chill.
Out a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because Josiah wants to watch the action and I keep telling him, I'm like, okay, you don't know how draining
yeah.
it is out here just to hear the noise and to see the lights
right.
and to be on the bleachers. Like he's definitely not used to that, especially
mm-hmm.
I told you he works at Union Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So his hours are really odd right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Tuesday and Wednesdays off and he
okay.
works like 2 to 10 10 p.m. Wow. So we've tried to like figure out his sleep cycle and his nutrition, and I've only had him since October, and I mean, he is kicking it. I mean, it's awesome. Like, this dude knows awesome. How to work.
Typical first time at regionals.
Second. Okay, but second first time with me. First okay. time with me. Yeah, but to have that ability to mm-hmm. like, you know, turn it off and turn it back on and, you know, keep coming back and, you know, doing what he needs to do at odd hours has been really awesome. And so I think exciting. he's far exceeding my yeah. expectations, and I think his expectations. And so we're just out here having a really good time.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. But, you know, it's those little things that if I can just get him to buy in a little bit more, like, hey, why don't you just go grab one of them Reebok chairs and lounge right. away. I caught him sleeping yesterday. I was like, yes, there you okay, go. Here we go. Yeah.
You learn eventually. Like, exactly. I think, you know, you go through it enough times that you learn exactly. what's best for you. But
so I feel like awesome. That knowledge is so important. Like, you remember, like, the little things that you wish you would have done that you learn every year. Sure. It's like, oh, why didn't I do that last year? You right. know, and you just kind of learn as you go. And, I mean, finally 3 years in, I had it, you yeah. know. So it's like, I know what you need to do. Just right. trust a little bit. And
for you to be able to bring those athletes up to speed so much quicker with your yeah. experience and years of wisdom. And yeah. it's really cool.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And it's cool to see you, too, as a female coach, coaching a male athlete. It's like we, you know, we're talking about this with Michelle Tondra yeah. and Patrick Fellner, which is just such a cool thing to see in yeah. our community. Because there's, first of all, so few female coaches at the elite level.
Yeah.
And then to also be coaching a male athlete and have that mutual respect is just so great. And I think it just says a lot about our yeah. community and our sport.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I have connections, you know, to Ben Smith mm-hmm. and to Alex Smith mm-hmm. and to Emily Bridgers and to yeah. Becca and to other games athletes, yeah. Scott Panchak, that, you know, when we were preparing Josiah and even just with workouts, you know, yeah. in general, like, hey, where would you see yourself finishing this at? Yeah. Or do you think this is a good idea or whatever? Mm-hmm. You know, I have that outreach, which is really
That's
nice.
Great.
And yeah. So Josiah definitely utilized that, which was awesome, and gave him a little bit of confidence too. You know, like, hey, you're not the only one struggling at this. Right. I think I was on a really serious chain with Alex Smith beforehand. he's gonna crush event 5.
I'm but so excited. Yeah,
he was a, you know, of course Dave had posted me doing that workout yeah. and I was doing the box step overs like laterally.
Okay.
And he just was really struggling with that. And so he texted me and he's like, is that the way to go? And I was just like, you know, you kind of have to feel it out, play it out. But Josiah was actually stepping forward. And yeah. I told him, you know, that's the way I would have done it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it might be different for you. And so, yeah, he tried it and he's like, I think it's just better for me to just yeah. step forward and back. And I was just like, then there you go. Yeah. So I think everyone's different in that regard, but having mm-hmm. that outreach, like, hey, yeah, Alex Smith is going to step forward and back too. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Do what you need to do.
It's so helpful. And it's great to see. I mean, it's not only, you know, you as a coach reaching out, but athletes having those people. Like, I think we all had those people maybe in different regions that we would reach out to and compare strategies yeah. or, you know, how did this equipment feel or different yeah. things like that beforehand that, you know, you're all supporting each other and
yes.
you can because you're in different regions. And so yes. it's okay.
Yeah. We always had, I always had someone test my workouts for me. Mm-hmm. And I always ask Emily, like, hey, Emily, did Sonia do this? Like, what did she do?
Yeah.
And, you know, Emily would have somebody test. And I think everyone, I don't know if your husband did it all, but looking back, that's one thing that Dustin's like, yeah. why didn't I ever test the workouts for
yeah,
you? I
was like, Danny never did either. Okay. But we're so different. Like,
I know.
He's good at things that I'm not good at yeah. and vice versa. So I don't know.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, it would have been nice.
Yeah. You know, right? I know. And you just sure. rely on a few other people. But sure. yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
So that, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I'm stoked to have those guys out there. And yeah, Josiah out there. So
any other hobbies that you have picked up or that you're getting back into? Like, playing piano
I
or
know,
anything
actually,
else.
Actually, that's probably the only one. I have been yeah. able to read a lot more,
oh,
which
nice.
Has been really nice.
Anything
yeah.
good lately that you'd recommend?
Actually, I've been, so I had a coach just take the flexibility seminar.
Oh, okay.
So I'm early into that, but Bosman looks really good doing
it. I'm not surprised in the least bit, but
I know
it's cool to see.
So I just have literally been going back through. My goal is to get my L3 soon.
Okay.
I've been saying that. And then I need to get on precision nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I've been looking into just, you know, how to do that, where to get started. Yep. And it's never a bad idea to just go back, especially as a gym owner, just to read the level 1 seminar. Yep. So Flexibility, Level One, a few other books. Mm-hmm. And then when I need some serious brain stimulation, I play the piano at home. But
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that video that it was Dustin that made it,
that
right?
That was, years ago. He and a guy named AJ Hadley. Okay. Yeah, a friend of ours. So
I'll link to that in the notes because it's such a good one.
It's beauty beyond strength. Yeah. You can
Stacey Tovar with the many hidden talents.
Yeah. I know. Nobody knew. And I was like, what? Nobody knows. But so my mom played the guitar. She's a really good singer. And my brother got her talent. I guess so did I. But he's a guitar player. I think he knows how to dabble on the piano a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he's a really good singer. So there's some music talent,
music
I guess, in our
family.
Oh, yeah. Do you play any instruments?
No.
Did you? No.
I did. Okay. I mean, I played piano when I was younger for a couple of years, but not much musical talent.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And when did you get started doing gymnastics again?
I actually got started kind of late. I think it was in like third or fourth grade.
Oh, and
when
that's
I started.
Late?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. It seemed late for me. Like most, you know, I was older than most other kids. And then I eventually caught up later on. But I always
loved
doing
it. When did you know you
it.
Were really good at it?
Honestly, I think after the first year or two, then I got into like the team program.
Yeah.
So then it was, you know, I knew at least I was decent at it. Yeah. And then I guess after a couple of years, I was probably in middle school when I had.
So you advanced up the levels really quick or something?
Yeah. And then basically I stopped doing club gymnastics after like eighth grade and I just did high school. And high school in Michigan was a lot more kind of relaxed, but I still was able to advance some of my skills and had a lot of success with that. So
cool.
I enjoyed that. That was my first kind of team experience where it was, you know, you got to experience being on a high school team and the camaraderie and all that stuff. So
yeah, neat.
Yeah, so
I love
it was
that.
A lot of fun. Well, first, can you give us, since we're kind of talking about your life right now, do you have a typical day in the life or like a daily routine that you go through that you can?
Yeah,
and
I
then
do.
How is that different? I mean, you kind of went through before, but how's that different from what it was last year?
Yeah, yeah. So Dustin and I now we divide the day in half. So on certain days, I go in on the morning, and then I leave early afternoon, and then Dustin will come in, and then he'll end up closing with some of our coaches. So we have 3 full-time coaches. We just hired our third.
Wow.
So a lot of the day is covered. So a lot of the times when Dustin and I are there, we can just get work done. Mm-hmm. Or I think more importantly, we can get our work done at home and then love on our people and be around the community a little bit. So on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I go in early.
Okay.
And
which
I usually,
is what, like 5, 6?
Actually, I get there around 7.
Okay, 7 is
but
good.
I'm up around 5.
Okay.
I'm up around 5.
Like, you never know these days.
I know.
How early the classes start.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have a 5 a.m. Okay. We have a 5 a.m. and a 6
okay.
a.m. But I'm there at 7, and then I'm there until Dustin usually comes in, sometimes later. Sometimes it ends up being a really late day. But on those days, I like to work out either at 9 a.m. or noon.
Okay.
And I love those 2 classes.
Yeah.
So. And then I leave and Dustin comes in and I go home and I work the rest of the day and just kind of like catch up on things. Mm-hmm. If I'm ahead of the game, I usually will stay a little bit longer and catch some of my afternoon people and just kind of like hang around or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of time. It's kind of a time suck, but it's a good time suck being in the gym. And so, I can get sucked in really easily and end up being there really long, but it's not like I'm working, you know, I'm just being present.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday and Thursday, I do the opposite. I go in late in the afternoon and then I'm there a little bit later. So I get to see a little bit of my morning coach, a little bit of my midday, and then my afternoon every day of the week. On Thursdays, I usually work from home all day. So that's when I build the system behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I build any announcements that we need to make or I help, you know, do whatever. And I just go to town on those days. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually always a month ahead. So if I were to have something I need to do or a training trip or a trip that pops up out of nowhere, I know that I'm prepared a little bit so I can afford to maybe lose a week of time. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I learned when I was training to compete and also owning the gym. It was like, okay, knowing that I had to prepare for regionals or the games, like I wanted to have all that built so that way I could just solely focus and, you know, on nothing but getting ready for those competitions.
Right.
So kind of stuck with me, which has been awesome.
That's great.
So
so prepared.
I know.
Prepared.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that being an affiliate owner is so much harder than you expected.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
It is a lot of time.
Yeah.
And when you care a lot about all your people, it's, you get really involved, and you just want to make sure everything goes right and that you're doing everything right. So when you have every hour of every single day and a class going on and all those hours, you know, the barrier of entry is kind of hard, mm-hmm. especially when you have, we cut our classes off at 22 people, but of course it's we'll never huge, turn yeah. anyone down. Yeah. And for a while there, we had to have two coaches in one class, one to assist and then one mm-hmm. to lead. But then we just kind of figured out a better flow, and I was around and Dustin was around and we could just be there. But I would say when you pour your heart and soul into something and you care so deeply about the success of it, mm-hmm. and then you pair that with Dustin and I, we're perfectionists, mm-hmm. And we want it to be clean and we want it to be organized and it better be ran on time and yeah. it better be the best hour of everyone's day. Like, you have really high expectations.
Yeah.
And so you want that. Mm-hmm. And in order to have that, you kind of have to be present. So yeah. it's not like having a husband as a business owner, it's literally all we do. It's all we think about. And whereas before, when we weren't owning the gym,
yeah.
I mean, I cared about it. Mm-hmm. I really cared about it. But I wasn't nearly as involved. Right. And then when we owned it and I was still training, knowing what mm-hmm. Dustin was doing every day,
yeah.
like just so I could do my thing, and what my coaches were doing every day, just so I could do my thing, and what my community was yeah. doing in support of me. Like, we talked about being selfish, mm-hmm. like, oh man, you know, that just, it blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm heavily invested and I want things to just be done really well. And I want the quality of life of everyone to improve. And mm-hmm. it's my responsibility to do that and program and coach and lead my coaches mm-hmm. to make that happen. So there's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's kind of, it can be never ending. There's, you know, those yeah. infinite ways that you can keep getting better. But, you know, how do you decide when to take a break, or when to say, okay, that's enough for today, or we need to, you know, we've been doing this and not talking about anything else. Like, how do you and Dustin make sure you get some
yeah.
time away?
So I think last fall we made a commitment. It might've been a New Year's resolution mm-hmm. or something, but we said, okay, we're going to go out to dinner one night a week, and mm-hmm. it's going to be Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We like to go to church on Saturday night. So,
okay.
and we're there Saturday mornings yeah. when we have morning classes mm-hmm. and stuff. So Sundays are our off day. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, we're going to go to dinner Saturday night. And the rule is you cannot talk about work.
Right.
That literally lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, what else would you talk about? You just sit there in silence.
Well, when I know, right? And then, you know, we got into this commercial real estate, and then we're outgrowing the space. And it's just like things just, you know,
yeah.
things are moving quickly. And so we've got to make action. So, yeah, that lasted 2 weeks. And then we talked about everything work.
Yeah.
But you kind of know, especially when it's your spouse, like, mm-hmm. hey, why don't you take a day off, or why don't you like go out with the boys or something like
yeah.
that? You need some time away. Mm-hmm. And we're really honest and open with each other. Like, okay, I just need a day away. Like, can
yeah.
you man it for a day? And mm-hmm. I'm just going to like chill and
yeah.
do my thing, or I need a massage or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of know when one is stressed out or when one needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, Julie, we haven't had an actual vacation that, and people think when we go on these CrossFit trips,
right.
they're vacation.
Right, right, right.
No, you're on someone else's itinerary,
yeah.
someone else's agenda. You're always on the go.
Yeah.
Your day is full.
Right.
Your day
it's
is
fun.
Full.
It's amazing,
so fun.
But it's very different from a true vacation.
So fun.
Yeah.
So our last vacation,
yeah.
which actually he won when he was working at State Farm,
no
was
way.
In 2014 when I didn't qualify for the games.
Wow.
So it's been that long.
That long.
Every other trip that we've taken has been, yeah.
Somehow
work
related.
Work related. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So it's probably
do you have
time
any
for
plans?
A break.
Yeah. Because let me tell
we
you,
did.
I was in the same boat where I didn't take a vacation until I was like done competing. And then I was back on a school schedule. So then we
yeah.
have like actual like spring break and like
yeah.
a winter break. And I think that first year, our spring break ended up being our honeymoon. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, everyone needs to go on vacation. So we did this year. We again went on just like a 5-day trip to the Caribbean,
yeah.
and it was like amazing.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, why
Why did it take so long?
Yeah, why was I not doing this? It doesn't have to be anywhere fancy, but just truly getting away, like leaving your phone, not plugging into your email, like just spending time with your spouse or whoever and like disconnect from the rest of the world. It's so refreshing.
Yes. So I think we're going to, well, we were going to take something early June, and then I had a coach take a trip to Colorado and ask for some PTOs. And then I got asked to do another trip with the sponsor. So it just wasn't right timing. Yeah. So that's fine. I think we're definitely, when we go back to Hawaii for the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run this September, we're going to just stay.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great, because when you go out that way, it's already a
might
weird
as well, enjoy that
time change. So yeah, I think we're going to go and we're going to spend a significant amount of time there.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really so excited for that. Yeah. So,
so good.
It'll be good. It'll be a nice vacation. Awesome. And we're going to support a wonderful cause and do the event, still get some fitness on, and then enjoy the island. Yeah. So it'll be exciting. Yeah.
That's so nice. Okay. We're getting close to wrapping up, but I have to at least bring this up, because I think most people know you and your background is like growing up on a farm, lots of volleyball, being great at volleyball in college. But you made a post, I don't know how long ago it was now, about your, how you used to be more of the life of the party.
Yes.
And I just have to ask about it, because when we've talked about it in the past, some surprising things have come out that I was shocked
you did
about.
Not know. Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I can probably tell the world, I guess.
Yeah. I think it will help a lot of people, actually, probably.
Yeah. I used to smoke some cigarettes. Not just like one or two or when I was drinking, but I smoked, and that's really disgusting for me to say and talk about, but I drank heavily, as well. I definitely like to party. It was a weird time in my life when I had graduated college, and I always knew fitness was my passion, and I played volleyball in college. Yeah. I loved it. And I was transitioning between like, is this really what I want to do? Or do I want to do something else? And I thought, I was like, no, like you'd want to do something else. And it just was not healthy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in a healthy relationship at the time. And then, I flipped all that around and I found CrossFit and I married Dustin, and it was in 2000. I was partying a little bit too much, and I was definitely still smoking. Mm-hmm. But I had gone to the games in 2009, and I just was like, this is really fun. Like, I like this. I think I'm going to try and do it again. So I had found a goal, something to seek and accomplish.
Right.
And made it to the CrossFit Games in 2010. And it was after, I remember the very last event when you, we were doing the burpees over the wall kind of thing, or whatever, right before the rope climb.
Yeah.
And I remember just having this feeling, like I looked up in the stands and there was hardly anybody there at the time,
but
I was
like,
I was like, this is going to be something special. Like, I really enjoyed myself and I feel like this is going to go somewhere. And I just quit everything cold turkey.
Wow.
And I just like started to, I participated in a nutrition challenge at the gym. And that was kind of the start of it all. And don't get me wrong, like I still like to have a good time.
Sure.
But and cut loose, definitely, and be myself. But it's definitely not the way that the old Stacey was. And I think it's one of the reasons why I've had so much success. And when you have that athletic background and you pair it with the right foods, like it's just
so powerful.
Oh my gosh, it's just waiting for something to explode and blossom. And I feel like any athlete, it's just a matter of time before they really shine. And their true athleticism just kind of takes off. So I always think about, like, man, had I done that like back when I was in high school, even like I would have been a phenomenal athlete.
It's so true. I remember going back, even like when I was in college, I went back a couple times and tried to play around in the gymnastics gym, and everything was so much easier because I was so much stronger. And just having that foundation, whatever sport you play, that GPP and the, you know, nutrition dialed in, all those things makes such a difference. So it's so cool to see kids now doing it and, you know, using it for their off-season training and being a lot more aware of all these different factors.
Right. And it's just a matter of, you know, the legacy. Like, yep. you start the family's going to pass it on to the kids, and yep. the kids are going to pass it on to their kids. And it's just a waterfall effect, a beautiful mm-hmm. waterfall effect.
Yeah. So, it may take a generation, but we are.
Right. Yes.
CrossFit is changing the world. One step at a time.
I would agree.
And it's so cool to hear you share that, because for one, I think it's amazing that you qualified and competed in 2009 and 10 while you were still smoking. How much were you smoking at that time?
Oh, a pack a day.
That's probably incredible, because the rest of us were dying without smoking.
Oh, and, I'm so embarrassed, you guys.
No,
this is so embarrassing.
I bet you there's a lot of people who are going to send me an email after they listen to this and say, you know what? I've been CrossFitting and smoking, and now I'm going to quit.
Changed my life. Yeah. And you definitely should.
Yeah. Because there's probably a lot of people who still do, and they're just too embarrassed to talk about
it. Yeah. I'm sure. I was definitely embarrassed. I was really embarrassed.
Yeah.
But and if you do it, just quit. And I had definitely a few setbacks, especially when I was drinking, but it wasn't the same. And eventually even the smell mm-hmm. and the taste that it leaves on your tongue, and eventually it just becomes like, ew, like, mm-hmm. I can't believe I was doing that, you mm-hmm. know? And then you're going to just feel so much better. So if I can inspire anyone to quit or talk to somebody and then have someone hold you accountable, like I had Dustin.
Okay.
And he was never like, Stace, I really think you need to quit. Like, mm-hmm. he just was like, really? Like, you're going to go and buy another pack or mm-hmm. whatever. And he would just say little things like that I think about now, that it was like a, what's the word I'm trying to say? Like, he was
just guiding you or
kind of, but saying things in a roundabout way that he was trying to get me to quit, but he didn't ever say like, I think you should quit.
Yeah.
You know,
just the power of suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. A little persuasion.
Yeah.
And so, And then of course, like, the more I got involved with CrossFit and the people, and then the more that I saw, like, this is about health. Like, this isn't like just, you know, like some flag football team and college anymore. Yeah. Like, this is a big deal. And I think that this is going to become something really big, which is what I saw in 2010. And then I was I don't think any other athlete out here is like, you know, sipping on some vodka and like smoking cigarettes between events, you know, so that kind of helped too.
Yeah. But certainly our peers helped to hold us accountable. So.
Yes. Yeah. I hope I do inspire someone for
sure. I think you will.
But I'm still embarrassed.
No matter what habit it is. I mean, there's all of us have certain habits that maybe have a negative impact on our health that we're trying to change. So.
Absolutely.
There's no time like the present.
There you go.
Speaking of that, I want to just close with three questions I ask everyone.
Yeah.
So first one is three things that you do on a regular basis that have the biggest positive impact on your health.
I usually try and find a nutrition challenge of some sort to participate in. So I'm doing
like at all times or like a certain number
every
of times
time,
a year.
Whether it's something me personally or not. So like at the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, I have to eat 5 different colored vegetables a day.
Okay.
And then I jumped into a 54-day nutrition challenge in CrossFit Omaha.
Okay.
And then I gave up heavy whipping cream in my coffee.
Wow.
And then I'm doing the 800-gram challenge, and I've given up, not given up, but I have to eat 800 grams of fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
And so I found that I've really cut back on white rice mm-hmm. and a little bit less on my potato intake and more on getting a lot more variety. Mm-hmm. And I'm having huge success with that.
That's
and
awesome.
So I'm working on banking almost half of my 800 grams just at breakfast.
That's
and who doesn't love fruit?
Yes.
So like I just go to town and I feel amazing.
Yeah.
And then it's vegetables and color in the rest of the day. And it's actually
beautiful.
Easy to get an extra 400 grams. So a nutrition challenge or focus on my nutrition.
Okay.
I definitely have to work out every single day and I've got to kiss my dog every day.
That helps
and my
so
husband,
much.
I guess. But yes,
he's
loud
okay too. But yeah. That's one thing we've been talking about too, is getting a dog. That's one of our stepping stones to get to the baby discussion.
Yes, actually it was ours too.
Yeah.
So this was 5 years ago now, but you're going to wonder like how we never had a dog before. I would encourage it. They'll
That's
make your
awesome.
Day.
And just for people listening, can you just explain what the 800 gram challenge is or how it came about?
Yeah. So the 800 gram challenge is actually a challenge that EC Sinkowski, mm-hmm. Who is I don't know if she still is a Flowmaster.
No, I think she's stepped away from that.
Okay.
She's living in Boulder and she has her own sort of nutrition.
Optimized Meme Nutrition then.
Yeah.
There you go. So she's dabbling in that and super successful. And she's outreaching now to affiliates to participate. And she builds the program. You just purchase it from her and then you share SugarWatt, and it's just a platform, a virtual platform where she can, she's really good at it. Like, she's very involved.
Very talented, yeah.
Very talented, super smart. I think, I remember EC talking about nutrition back when I first started.
I remember the videos of her talking about, like, omega-3s and omega-6s and all this.
Yeah, and so she just brings a lot of wealth and knowledge, and I knew as soon as I heard about her doing this, I was like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And it sold out right away. So we're lucky that we're one of the first to get in. But you have to eat 800 grams of fruits and vegetables, and they can't be dried. She actually accepted canned.
Okay.
And there's some stipulations, like you can't have quinoa, peanuts don't count, mm-hmm. nuts don't count, things
so
like
things
that.
Things with color, basically.
Yeah, and you earn points every day. Mm-hmm. So you also, I'm losing points because I'm here. You have to work out at your facility, but there's a way to get bonus points based off of the bonus point of the week or perhaps the day. So like you have to eat a leafy green of some sort and you have to eat at least 50 grams of that. Mm-hmm. And then you get a bonus point and it changes all the time.
Oh, cool.
And then, yeah, there's a whiteboard and a leaderboard mm-hmm. and you get to connect with people and you get to see what other people are also eating and logging. You hear from EC. Mm-hmm. She checks in all the time. You can give little fist bumps to people.
Cool.
Yeah. And as, I'm one of the behind the scene coaches for mm-hmm. my gym. So I get to see
all your members are doing. Yes.
That's
so cool.
And see a little bit of the trends there. So, and you can eat, if you don't like vegetables, the cool thing is that you can eat fruits all day as long as you get diversity and there's a certain amount of things you have to eat mm-hmm. to get the diversity points. But you could have all 800 grams consist of fruits and still count your, you got your 800 grams. So yeah, we have, I'm so proud of a gal in my gym. She's pregnant. She just found out she's pregnant and they struggle with getting vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey, if this is a way to hold you accountable to get fruits and the nutrients and the phytochemicals for your baby, then let's do this. And she's having huge success.
That's so awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. EC's doing a really good thing.
That's
and
great.
I'm so proud that CrossFit Omaha is part of it. Yeah. Thanks, EC.
So cool. All right. What about one thing that you are working on or that you think would have a big impact on your health, but you struggle with?
I kind of talked about that. One thing I'm struggling with, I'm not really struggling with anything at all. I'm just kind of curious to know. So we're 1 week into this challenge. We're almost 2 weeks. It's a 4 week challenge.
Okay.
I'm actually feeling a lot better without rice. And I'm okay with not eating as many potatoes. That's been a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I know when I was training more often, that definitely needed to be a part of my diet, but I'm loving the fact that I have to get 800 grams and I feel like I've been doing that. So I've kind of been personally challenging me to get closer to 1,000.
Yeah.
But that diversity, and just having someone else hold myself accountable. Like when I put nutrition challenges on the gym and I'm participating, it's, it's good. It's great.
Yeah.
But I have to hold myself accountable. Right. Whereas if I have EC breathing down my neck, you know, someone
else.
It's
not just you. Yeah.
It's not just me. It's someone else. And so that's been a really fun. That's been really fun. But I think that's one thing that I'm struggling with is just, trying to accomplish all of that and lead by example. And I think the more that you participate in those things, the more you can relate to people long term and like, you know, I always feel like everything happens for a reason, you know, whether it was a shoulder injury or calf injury, like you can totally help someone the next time you have that or you run into that or you see something, you know. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get my hands into everything.
So true. It's all just one big learning experience.
Yeah.
All right. Last question is, what does a healthy life look like to you?
Oh, man. I think a healthy life is having a successful gym. Mm-hmm. There's a couple goals within that. I would love to partner long-term with Quality Living Incorporated and just start connecting with the rest of Omaha and help spread the word of, you know, health and quality of life the way that I see it.
Yeah.
having a family would be the icing on the cake. And I think a healthy life means a marriage that we can maybe take a vacation and just be on the same, not that we aren't, but be on the same page and the same wave every single day and knowing that each of us are happy with what we're doing. And I think if you're happy, you're automatically going to be healthy. And I think at the end of the day, like, that's all I really need is my faith, I guess I should say too, my family, and a happy, successful life. I know I love what I'm doing. It's just making it what I want it to be. And I think, yeah, sky's the limit there.
That's great. It's great to see you continuing to make it into something really great. And I'm so happy to see you here and smiling and so
happy
about your decision and all these amazing transitions that are happening.
Thanks again for having me. Yeah. Yeah. We even got a couple questions about you in there,
which
is great.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Stacey.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into this episode. Stacey is such an incredible inspiration to me, and it was so great for the two of us to be able to catch up and compare notes because in so many ways, we're in very similar stages in life right now. But we want to hear about some of your stories in your life transitions. When did you know it was time to shift priorities in your own life? Or did you ever kick a habit like smoking, like Stacey shared today? I know that she would love to hear from you. Share your story with us on social media by tagging each of our handles and hashtag Pursuing Health. To make sure you never miss an episode and to receive exclusive content from me, head to my website, juliefouché.com, and subscribe to my email list. If you like what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and consider giving the podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes. Also, don't forget to share your stories. If you or someone you know has used lifestyle to overcome a serious health challenge, please send me an email at info@juliefouché.com. I'll choose some of these inspiring stories to share here on future episodes. Don't forget you can train with me through Beyond the Whiteboard by visiting trainwithjuliefouché.com. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Pursuing Health. This episode is brought to you by Mobility Wad. Do you struggle to get into good positions in your training and workouts? Are your movement compensations causing you undue pain and grief? MWOD's belief is that every human being should be able to perform basic maintenance on themselves. For nearly 10 years, Mobility Wad has been the go-to for the world's best athletes and teams. Do you know what hundreds of Olympic and world-class athletes, professional teams in the NFL, MLB, basketball, hockey, rugby, and soccer, and dozens of universities all have in common? They use Mobility Wad to train and compete at their best. I first took Dr. Kelly Starrett's movement and mobility course in 2013, and since then have read his books and followed his videos for ideas on how to address my own movement restrictions. But sometimes having all this information can become overwhelming, which is why I think the real genius is in the MWOD subscription. As part of this subscription, you have access to not only hundreds of hours of video content that can be filtered based on your specific questions, but also a daily 10-minute Mobility Wad video. You just log in and follow Kelly's instructions as if he is there coaching you in person for 10 minutes per day. You may pick up certain exercises that you wish to incorporate on a regular basis before or after your workouts. But at the very least, by following this daily program, you know you are addressing a wide range of movement patterns and body parts on a regular basis without having to think about it. I often do these sessions first thing in the morning or before bed as a way to wind down from the day. In addition, you have access to an on-ramp sequence and a 14-day mobility challenge that helps you understand the basics and identify the areas you personally need to focus on. You can lean on the MWOD community and discussion boards to learn from others who have been through similar situations or injuries. And if you need more personalized help, you can use the MWOD list to find a like-minded practitioner in your area. It's easy to become part of the Mobility Wad community, but for being a Pursuing Health listener, you can receive 20% off an annual membership with code Julie Fouché. That's JulieFoucher. Just visit www.mobilitywad.com. Full potential, full power. This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. You know when you meet a group of people who are just so genuine that you can't help but treat them like old friends or family? Well, that's basically how I felt when I met the Garza family, the founders of Siete Foods. Siete is a healthy Mexican-American food brand that makes grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips. My husband Danny and his family first met the Garzas at Paleo FX several years ago, and they had an instant connection and have kept in touch ever since. Maybe it's their powerful origin story that makes them so relatable. Veronica Garza was facing a series of major health challenges as a teenager, and her entire family of seven jumped on board to help without hesitation. Together, they adopted a low-inflammation, grain-free diet. As a Mexican-American family living in South Texas, they couldn't imagine living without tortillas, and it wasn't long before Veronica came up with a delicious solution and Siete Foods was born. I've been enjoying their delicious grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips for years and finally had the chance to meet the Garzas in person. When I did, they immediately made me feel like a member of the family. Their passion for making the world a healthier place is absolutely contagious, and their generosity spreads to everyone they touch. I'm so excited to have Siete Foods as a sponsor of this episode, and if you're not already a fan of their products, I promise that you will be as soon as you give them a try. They've provided an exclusive discount code for Pursuing Health listeners. Just use code Julie when you check out on sietefoods.com to take advantage of their offer. Again, their website is sietefoods.com, SIETEFOODS.com, and you can use code Julie for 10% off your order.